弟兄姊妹，大家平安。Peace be with all of you。我们很高兴今天我们有一位特别的讲员，就是从以色列来的牧师。他在以色列是一个非常出名的牧师。他的爸爸，你可以想象他的爸爸跟我同年。他的爸爸在他的教会跟他一起创立这个教会，在伯利恒的地方。他的爸爸曾经，我们去的时候做见证，他的爸爸曾经被穆斯林抓去，差不多打个半死，以为他死了，结果呢他自己站起来要走回家，他的爸爸拿死不退，所以在那边建立了教会。而我们的弟兄 Pastor Corey， 他呢也一样，年轻的时候被穆斯林抓住，差一点打死，他还是继续传福音到现在。所以他，我们这个讲员 Pastor Corey， 就是我上一回去以色列的时候，他是代表以色列政府全程带领我们介绍整个以色列，然后带我们去参观去看耶稣走过的地方，然后跟以色列的政府有很好的沟通跟交流。当他我们要离开的时候，他跟我讲说，我盼望有机会能够到纽约来看你们，看你跟你的教会。我说当然欢迎，所以今天就成行在我们当中。我非常高兴他带他的女儿在这里，我们等一下会介绍。我今天要在这里特别感谢神让我认识他，因为他会等一下介绍他自己。Well, let me say a few words in English. So, I will talk about you.
Yes. Good morning.
This is Pastor Kelly. You know, he's not Jews. 他不是犹太人，但是他是巴勒斯坦人。He's Palestinian. 他是那个他是非犹太人的基督徒，但是他是在伯利恒长出生，在伯利恒长大，在伯利恒做牧师。He was born in Bethlehem with Jesus Christ, the same location. 还有他 he was raised up there and he served there and he is a wonderful pastor there with his father.And I just say that your father is the same age as mine.
That's right.
And we still work in the kingdom. And I told them about your father's story. It was so amazing. 还有我们的弟兄们， our brother here is the same. He faced a lot of persecution, but insist to follow Jesus Christ. And so that he start a very wonderful mission called, what is that? The Holy Land Mission.The Holy Land Missions， 他要帮助全世界的人知道耶稣基督是谁。还有呢，很有趣，就是你们记不记得我跟你们讲说 ，You remember when I say to you， 我到以色列去的时候，去伯利恒的时候，他跟我们讲说，这是大卫在这里放羊的地方。哇哦，那个时候就觉得。还有波阿斯跟路德在这里谈恋爱的事情呢。哇、wow. You know, I remember when we do Bethlehem and my brother just say, Hey, see this field. You can see thousands of years ago, Boaz and Ruth have their romantic love together here. I was shocked, you know, it's kind of amazing. And then he said that you can imagine,King David, when he was young, he was running here, as a good shepherd for the sheep. I said, wow. And probably he said, Psalm 23 probably was composed here. I said, wow, that's amazing. And I just want to say that, and, you know, when we were in Israel, and Brother K- Kaoli treated us so well, and we went to talk with the officers in the government, and we visited many, many wonderful places. And he treated us just like the best host, best guest, you know, over there. And he was a very wonderful host. And it was interesting. Pastor Kerry told me that, I hope I can go to New York to visit you. And I say, yes. So here's the time he comes. And I would like to ask him to introduce himself. And then he is going to bring us a wonderful message. And I want to share with, I will translate.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Dr. Cheng, for your leadership and your heart.
谢谢你早上好，那个詹牧师，谢谢你带领你们的教会。
My name is Pastor Stephen Corey.
我的名字叫做 Stephen Corey 牧师.
As Pastor mentioned, I was born in Jerusalem and I grew up in Bethlehem all my life.
我是在耶路撒冷出生，但是呢，我是在伯利恒长大的。
And not Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Bethlehem, the place where Jesus was born.
你知道宾州有一个地方叫做 Bethlehem， 不是那个地方，我是在真正以色列的伯利恒哈。
When you're in Israel, you meet a lot of people because it's a lot of tourists go through Israel.
你知道吗？你到以色列去的时候，你会发现在那边有很多旅游的人。
And growing up, meeting many Asian Christians, I learned a lot from you about prayer.
我在以色列的特别遇见很多亚洲人的基督徒，我知道亚洲人的基督徒是非常会祷告的。Israel
is a tourist country because many Christians come to visit the land where Jesus was born and where Christ was crucified, all in that 5-mile radius.
你知道吗？我们很多人都到以色列去，因为那个地方是被称作圣地。耶稣基督在那里出生，耶稣在那个地方被钉十字架，耶稣基督在那里复活。那个很小的地方是耶稣基督曾经去过的。Even
though I am from Israel, I did not really learn about Jesus from books.
但是呢，我在这里告诉我们，虽然我住在以色列，我在以色列长大，但是呢，我并不是认识耶稣从书本上得着。I
learned about Jesus from watching my father and leaders be they lived out Jesus.
我在那边所学习到的认识耶稣，并不是从书本来的，而是什么呢？从我的父亲还有很多基督徒，他们在那边活出耶稣基督的样式，我去认识耶稣。I
learned to love Jesus through persecution and suffering.
我认识去爱耶稣是借着什么呢？背着被逼迫，生命的危险。What
I want to do this morning is I want to introduce you into my life by linking my story with the Bible.
我在这里要跟我们介绍我今天的讲道呢，是要把我的生命的经历跟圣经结合在一起。Normally
when I preach in a church, Dr. Cheng, and after I leave, people go to the church leadership. How do we get a hold of the ministry?
Yeah, 当很多人有时候我去教会的时候，人家说，那你怎么可以把教会的事工做得那么好？
Because we want to know more news and updates and prayer.
我们需要知道到底你是怎么做的，而且你是怎么祷告的。
So, we're going to put up a QR code.
所以我要把放在那个上面哈。
Where you can sign to get prayer updates and newsletters, so you can pray. Because I know you are praying people, amen?
我们阿门的。所以我在这里要告诉我们诸位，我们这里有一个 QR code，你如果上去，然后呢，你们可以参与我们的祷告。
They will leave it up there for a few minutes.
OK，等一下会彰显出来。If
you are not into technology,
如果你对那个科技上面还不是很厉害，then
there will be a clipboard afterwards. You can sign up for our prayer updates.
你可以，我们后面有那个一个簿子，你上面可以签名的，你签名的，我们可以彼此祷告。So
this morning, Dr. Cheng, I want to connect the Bible with my life story.
所以我今天早上的信息是要将我的生活跟生命跟什么呢？跟圣经结合在一起。
Growing up, as I mentioned earlier in Israel, I learned a lot.
我在以色列长大，我学习了很多。In
the 80s and early 90s,
在1980年代或者90年代的时候,
we would be sitting in a church setting similar to this.
我们坐的地方就跟你们现在这样，就坐在圣堂里面。We
have buckets of water in the on the front altar, buckets of water.
所以我们有那个那个。 那个什么的，有那个 虫啊，还有那个可以喝的水。
And these buckets of water were not because of leaking ceiling, no.
Okay, 那个水呢，并不是因为上面有水掉下来，所以我们要接着。
And the buckets of water were there on purpose because we'd be praying. People would come in the back doors, extremists, and they would throw Molotov bombs on the church inside while we are praying.
你知道吗？为什么我们里面有很多水桶，放很多水呢？因为当时有很多反对我们信耶稣的人呢，会投炸弹或者投东西进来。
And while we're worshiping and praying, people would come in the back doors.
所以呢，当我们在祷告会的时候，有人从后门进来。
And they would scream, "Allahu Akbar!"
所以他们会大声的叫。
Some got scared.
所以呢，很多人会怕。
And didn't come back till maybe 6 months or a year later.
但是六个月或一年以后，他们会回来。
And some continued to come.
然后有一些会继续到。
They understood what it means to suffer for Jesus.
所以呢，他们学习到一个很重要的功课，就是如何为耶稣基督面对挑战跟困难。
They understood what it means to pay a price for Jesus.
他们知道什么叫做为耶稣的缘故要付代价。
Two sisters in our church were shot to death.
我们有两位姐妹就在那个时候被枪杀。
You know what their crime was?
你知道那个犯罪是什么意思呢？
You guys familiar with VBS? Vacation Bible School, VBS?
你知道那个 VBS 就是
They invited kids to VBS.
你知道吗？ VBS 就是暑假圣经学校。
And Jesus changed the life of kids.
你知道就是盼望耶稣基督能够改变孩子。
Muslim and Israeli kids.
那个就是盼望能够改变穆斯林跟犹太人的孩子们。
Jesus came over the kids.
而耶稣基督喜欢这群孩子。
He changed the hearts of these kids.
就让这些孩子的心可以被改变。
And that angered some.
那个是很重要的焦点。
To a point where the two sisters, their punishment, they were shot.
也因为这个样子，他们把两位我们教会的姐妹用枪打死了。
My uncle George was.Beaten to death in the Mount of Olives.
然后我的一个舅舅哈，他就同样的被人用棍子打死。
He was protecting a blind man.
因为他在保护一个瞎眼的人。
All because of Jesus.
全部就是为耶稣的缘故。
I guarantee you.
我向你保证。
If they were alive today,
如果他们还活着
，They would tell you they'll do it all over again.
然后他们不怕再来一次。
Jesus is worth it.
因为为耶稣基督付出代价是值得的。
He's worth it.
他真的值得。
He gave you life.
因为他给我们生命。
He gave us hope.
他给我们盼望。
He gave us salvation.
他给我们拯救。
And I want to tell you this. I remember, I got to see my father get beaten and shot as well.
我在这里要告诉你，我的父亲也被枪杀，而且呢被打。
My father is recognized by many as the Billy Graham of the Middle East.
Yeah, 所以我的爸爸呢被称作在中东的哥里牧师。
He loves Jesus.
因为他真的爱主耶稣。
And when he speaks, people listen.
当他讲道的时候，大家听。
Why do they listen?
为什么他们会听呢？
Not because he's perfect.
并不是他很完美。
They listen because he's a man that lives what he preaches.
因为他是一个讲道跟他的生命完全一样的。
And they respect him for that.
所以因为他这样被尊重。
I remember I was 16 and a half.
我记得我是16岁半的时候。
And I remember, my father said, there's a young Muslim, I want you, Stephen, to disciple him.
他看到我父亲告诉我说，这里有一个年轻的那个穆斯林呢，跟你年纪差不多，我派你去带他信。
I spent 2 weeks discipling this young Muslim.
所以呢，我用两个礼拜的时间呢，给他做门徒训练。
After 2 weeks of discipling him, see, I speak Arabic, I read Arabic, I read Hebrew, but this was his Arabic because he was a Muslim.
Yeah, 因为他是阿拉伯人请记得我是可以读希伯来文，我可以读阿拉伯文，而且可以讲阿拉伯话，跟他一样，所以我就跟他讲阿拉伯话。
He was an Arab.
他就站在那里。
See, I am an Arab also.
我也是一个阿拉伯人。
I'm also Israeli.
而且我也是以色列人。
Very similar, Paul,
就像保罗一样
in the Bible,
在圣经里面
he was a Jew,
他是犹太人
he was also a Gentile,
他也是一个外邦人,
Paul can be a Jew to the Jews.
他保罗可以犹太人对犹太人,
and he can be a Gentile to the Gentile.
他也可以成为外邦人对外邦人,
I am very similar.
所以我好像保罗,
I'm an Israeli to the Israelis.
我也是以色列的以色列人,
I'm an Arab to the Arabs.
所以我也是阿拉伯人的阿拉伯人,
he was a Muslim Arab.
所以这个人,这个年轻人是一个阿拉伯的那个回教徒,
so I become an Arab to him.
所以我就跟他一样,
Two weeks we talk about Jesus in the Bible, in Arabic.
我们用阿拉伯话,两个礼拜我跟他讲耶稣,
he's a Muslim.
他是一个穆斯林,
after 2 weeks,
两个礼拜以后,
he disappeared.
他消失了,
here's what happened.
怎么办,
his mother found his Arabic Bible.
因为他带阿拉伯化的圣经回到家,
his uncles, he woke up, his uncles were standing over his head.
你知道吗, 当他醒过来的时候, 他的叔叔啊, 就站在他旁边,
they unwinded a metal hanger.
他们把就那个,
clothes hanger.
那个掉衣服的那个,
they unwinded the metal wire.
然后呢, 把那个铁丝哈, 拉开, 变成一条线,
when they found his Bible,
当他发现他的圣经的时候,
they became very angry.
他们非常愤怒,
very mad.
然后呢, 对他讲什么呢?
For 3 days,
说三天,
they beat him.
在三天里面打他,
every 6 to 7 hours, they would come into his bedroom and they would beat him with this metal wire.
你知道吗? 每一天大概6小时, 用那个抽他的身体,
it splits the skin open.
你知道吗? 那个皮肤都裂开了,
for 3 days.
三天哦,
not one single time,
没有一次,
would he deny his love for Jesus.
他从来不松口说他不爱主耶稣。
Dr. Cheng, this young man, he didn't go to school, he didn't go to theology, he didn't know one, he didn't go to discipleship, he just loved Jesus.
很奇怪, 弟兄姊妹, 这个年轻人16岁, 他没有去念神学, 他没有得到很大的知识什么, 但是他从灵里面就是爱主耶稣。
He couldn't explain the Trinity, he couldn't tell the difference between Genesis and Revelations. It's simple for him, it was Jesus.
你知道吗? 他没有办法讲神学的问题, 他没有办法讲从创世纪讲到启示录, 但是他里面一个很重要的心, 就是爱主耶稣。
Not one single time would he deny his love for Jesus.
你知道当他被打被抽的时候, 他没有一句话站起来否认耶稣基督。
And here's what happened.
你知道什么原因吗?
His uncles got together and said, he's just a young man, he's been brainwashed.
他的叔叔就说什么呢? 这个家伙就是被洗脑了。
The problem isn't him, the problem is people doing the brainwashing, the evangelists.
所以呢, 这个孩子怎么会变成这样子? 他被洗脑了, 因为他怎么, 被那个传福音的把他洗脑了。
And I remember, so they found out it was me doing it.
所以呢, 他们后来发现是我做的。
There's only a few of us evangelists back then, even till today, only a few of us.
所以呢, 到现在为止呢, 能够公开讲传福音的那个布道, 传布道的人呢, 不是很多, 就几个而已。
I'm walking and somebody comes up to me in Arabic, in the street, I can see our church, I'm very close to the church, yeah. And they say, are you Stephen?
Yeah, 我在路上在走的时候呢, 有人看到我的时候说, 诶, 你是不是 Stephen?
I said, yes, I am.
我说我就是。
When I said yes,
当我说是的时候,
they asked me another question.
然后他问我其他问题,
it was a distraction.
是一个很愤怒的话,
they're trying to distract my mind.
我在想说到底是怎么一回事。
When I answered him,
当我回答这样的时候,
felt something burning in the back of my head.
在我的头后面的, 在发烧,
I'm talking to him.
当我跟他讲话的时候,
I go like this.
我这样, I scratch.
然后 I'm talking to this guy.
我对这个人讲话.
I look at the palm of my hand.
然后我看到我的手.
And there's blood.
是血.
And I turned around, about 5-6 guys with metal chains and wood sticks began to beat me over and over on the ground.
所以呢, 在那个时候呢, 我发血的时候,我倒下来的时候, 他们就拿棍子,还有拿藤条就一直打我,抽我身体。
And they call me names like Jesus lover and infidel and proselytizer, Jew lover.
Yeah, 就在那边说这个是爱耶稣的人,这个是跟犹太人同伙的,这个是很糟糕的家伙,怎么就一直骂。
And I remember I prayed, I said, Lord, please get me through this.
然后我在那个时候就能祷告，说主啊，帮助我能够度过这一个。
That's all I can say, Lord, get me through this. It's painful. It hurts.
我说主啊，好痛，好痛，请你帮助我能够度过去。
It's painful.
是很痛的，弟兄姊妹。
I don't know, maybe 40, 50, 60 seconds. I don't know. It's a painful beating.
你知道吗？我不知道是多久，好，是不是45秒或者多长，我不知道，但是就是痛得不得了。
I tell people I drew closer to God.
所以我告诉人家说，那个时候我好像被带到跟主耶稣很亲近。
In that one moment, probably than ever before in my life.
所以我大概在我的生命里面从来没有那种跟耶稣那么近的时候。
Because I literally felt the white blanket drape over my body.
突然间我感受到好像有一块白色的那个布就盖在我身上。
I felt closer to God than ever before.
我感觉到我真的跟耶稣觉得好近。
You might ask me why, Pastor, you're being beat into the ground. Why do you feel closer to God?
你知道吗？当你被打到那个时候，你怎么会感觉跟耶稣很近？
Because I remembered what the Bible says. God says, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you.
因为圣经里面说，主耶稣说，我从来不会离开你，而且不会放弃你。
But God says, I'll be your God. You'll be my child forever and ever and ever.
所以呢，神说，我会做你的神，我会爱你，从来不离开你。
That beating was, the purpose was to shut me down.
你知道那个目的，那个我被打，原来就是盼望用这种方式威胁我，让我不要再做。
To scare me and to shut me down.
然后要把我让我从今以后晋升不能够做事。
But what it did is drew me closer to God.
但是结果是什么呢？把我带更耶稣基督更近。
It made me love Jesus more.
让我让耶稣爱耶稣更多。
It made me pray more.
让我为耶稣在神的面前祷告更多。
They wanted me to quit evangelizing.
他们要我不要再传福音。
And to quit talking about Jesus.
不要再讲耶稣。
But that beating made me a beast for Jesus.
然后呢，让我呢，反而造成我成为耶稣基督非常为耶稣基督摆上的人。
To go into more hostile areas.
而且让我更勇敢的去那个对耶稣很讨厌的地方，我很喜欢去。
And to go into more difficult areas.
去那些更难传福音的地方。
You know what it also did?
你知道吗？他们怎么做呢？
It also elevated our community.
你知道吗？到后来，甚至把我们整个那个村呢，就提高起来。
They started to see that we're not afraid.
为什么呢？因为他们看到我们不怕。
That we are willing to suffer for Jesus.
而且我们被提升了，为什么呢？因为他们发现我不怕。
And that Jesus deserves it.
而且我们知道耶稣配得爱我们这样子。
Dr. Chang also internationally it elevated our ministry.
同时在国际上呢，我们被承认，我们被提升了。
To be on Fox News and CBN and TBN and History Channel and just it elevated our ministry up, up, up.
所以我告诉我们诸位，连美国的好多的新闻啊 ，CBS 等等这些大牌的那个的电视公司呢，都来拜访我们，把我们提高了。
And every time we go up.
那每一次我们被提升的时候
，We get on our knees.
但是我们就跪在面前更谦卑。
And we thank Jesus.
我们感谢主耶稣。
And people around the world.
你知道，在世界的人
began to fast and to pray and to cry and weep for Israel.
你知道吗？更多世界的基督徒在神的面前哭泣，而且为以色列祷告。
Then I was invited to the United Nations here in New York twice to speak.
你知道吗？我两次曾经被联合国邀请来演讲。
Twice to speak about persecution and suffering and about hope and joy.
让我来这里讲什么呢？讲被逼迫，还有痛苦是什么意思？然后呢，能够向人家讲说，在那个里面，我们有盼望，有前途。
And before we get into the scripture,
所以当我们进入圣经的时候
，I want to show you a quick 4-minute video.
我要读圣经之前呢，我要让你们来看一个四分钟的那个 video.
Let me show you the other video, not this one.
另外一个。
Yeah, this one we're going to fast forward a little bit.Let's fast forward all that. So I'm going to show you maybe a little bit before. Perfect. So I want to show you this video. And what this video is, it talks about God elevating his city.
Okay. 我在这里要让我们看这四分钟的那个录音哈，录音啊。
Bible says in the last days,
圣经讲说在末日的时候
I will bring the nations to Bethlehem and Jerusalem.
我要把 世界的各国带回耶路撒冷,
and I will bring revival back to Jerusalem and Bethlehem.
而且我要把复兴的火放在耶路撒冷。
So I want to show you here Muslims,
我在这里要告诉你那个穆斯林,
Catholics, Greek Orthodox,
还有罗马天主教会, 还有我们归正更正宗的教会,
some Jews and some Israelis,
甚至有一些犹太人跟那个以色列人,
coming to our desire, they desire about Jesus because of the persecution we went through.
因为看到我们被逼迫, 所以他们愿意来跟我们同在。
Before we read the scriptures,
所以在读圣经之前, 我请你们看,
the scriptures we will read,
在这个圣经里面所读的,
is connected to Bethlehem.
所以呢, 是跟圣经连接在一起的。
So what you will see here is a tent.
所以你在这里看到是一个, 是一个很重要的广告啊。
In the shepherd's fields,
在这个在什么地方呢?
Inside Bethlehem.
是在耶路撒冷，在那个伯利恒的那个牧场里面。
Why is it very important?
为什么呢？很重要。
Because we have to love and protect the place where our faith started. Amen?
因为我们在那里要保护，那个地方是我们信仰的根基在那里，我们必须要保护。懂不同意？
Christianity did not start in America.
请问，请你记得，基督教并不是从美国开始。
Christianity started in Bethlehem and Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷跟伯利恒是基督信仰的开始。
And we have to protect the roots of our faith.
所以我们要保护我们的那个信仰的根。
So here in this tent, we bring people to learn about Jesus.
所以在这个帐幕里面呢，我们要帮助人家看到他们如何被教导认识耶稣。
It's not the church.
这里不是一个圣堂，不是礼拜堂。 也不是宗派,
we bring the Bible alive to people.
我们把圣经的真理呢, 活生生地向他们讲,
to get people to ask questions.
让他们问问题,
to ask more questions.
问更多的问题,
to discover Jesus.
能够发现耶稣是谁。
So I'll introduce you to the nativity encounter.
所以我在这里要让你们去看这个nativity,
就是耶稣出生的地方。 To see how hungry people are.
也可以看到那一些人多么的渴慕。
Let's see it.
让我们来看。
Christmas approaches. Volunteers for the First Baptist Church in Bethlehem are welcoming visitors into what organizers call the Nativity Encounter, a walk-through journey bringing the story of Jesus' birth to life. What's different about this project, though, is its focus. The experience isn't just for the thousands who visit each year. It's for those who live here year-round.
The demographics of Bethlehem changed quite a bit. About 22 to 23 year period, we saw Christianity in Bethlehem go from being the majority, close to 80% and 20% Muslim population, to today, 22 to 23 years later, the pendulum completely swapped. The good thing is, we discovered that the Muslim population in Bethlehem are very open. So we see and know the opportunity, the window is open.
That means the shepherd's field, where the angels first announced the birth of the Messiah, and the very identity of Bethlehem as Christ's birthplace, is largely unknown among the city's population.
Lafia Sheikh, there are many things we didn't know. For example, the birth of Christ, we frankly didn't have that background that one knows. So we learned so many things, and honestly, the kids also saw them. I mean, we hadn't even left the tent yet, and the kids started asking, Mom, what is this?
Pastor Corey says the vision for the Nativity Encounter came during a ministry trip where he saw an openness to the gospel.
I was invited to speak in a conference in Indonesia, the largest Muslim nation in the world. I see they're building bridges between the Muslim and Christian community. Came back to Bethlehem, the birth city of Jesus Christ, where I live, I minister, and we said, why can't we do the same thing?
And let's tell the story, and to tell the story through the perspective of someone who had a personal experience, not just a nativity that you see, but something you feel in your heart.
Together, Stephen and Sherry began shaping a bold and timely idea, a biblically accurate and immersive journey through the Christmas story.
This whole experience really needs to come from the shepherd's perspective, because the shepherd is someone that represents someone humble in life, someone, you know, could be maybe cast to the margins of society. And there's a lot of young people in the Arab community, especially the Christian Arab community, that maybe feel marginalized.
For many locals, this is changing how they see their own hometown and its importance.
This room is all about prophecies, so we have him working on some prophecies right now, some ancient scrolls.
And he stays in character the entire
time. He does.
How do the kids love it?
The kids love it, because they don't notice him at first, because they're at the table, and then they come over here, and then all of a sudden he comes to life. It's a very immersive experience that we have for the children that come through, and for the adults, too.
There's, like, a lot of reactions, because there's, like, so many different kids coming through. There's, like, younger kids, older kids. But I will say their main reactions are very, like, shocked, because they weren't expecting to go through and experience what they experienced.
I felt a feeling of joy and peace because I am seeing Bethlehem approximately 2,000 years ago, and I felt how the shepherds were 2,000 years ago and how the Christmas story happened with them and how Jesus came.
Organizers say the Nativity Encounter is opening new doors into local schools.
One of the things that's new this year is we have roughly 1,000 students from all of the different K-12 schools going through our Nativity Encounters. And this is something new. You know, it gives us an opportunity to sow a very impressionable seed into their lives at a very early and impressionable age.
For Bethlehem's Muslim community, the Nativity Encounter is becoming a place of shared learning and understanding.
It's not wrong for one to learn about other religions. Here in Bethlehem, we have Christians, Muslims, and there are even Jews, too. We are living together in the end. So you find it nice for one to know the culture of people, or how they think, or what their holidays are, or exactly what they believe in.
There's only one Bethlehem in the world. There's only one place where we know and we can claim to the birth city of the Savior, the King of the world. The Bethlehem is a city of hope to the world. But unfortunately, we live in a day and era where people, local people, community, Muslims and Christians, have forgotten that the Prince of Peace, that this is the city of hope, and we're trying to bring hope back to his birth city.
In a city where Jesus is celebrated globally, yet often forgotten locally, this project is reminding people that the story of Jesus began.
Thank you. I want to stop it there to link it to the scriptures. Isn't that exciting? Say amen.
Amen.
It's just to understand, most of the thousands of Muslims, Dr. Chang, thousands. You know how many have heard of Jesus?
你知道吧,在那里啊,有上千的穆斯林哦,你知道有多少人听过耶稣吗?
And they live within 50 miles.
你知道吧,大概在50英里范围里面的。
Only 1%.
只有一个人听过耶稣.
And this is not Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
请你记得,那是在伯利恒, 不是在美国的伯利恒。
This is Bethlehem where it all started.
你知道吗? 这就是我们在那边开始宣教的工作。
Many of the young people you saw.
你知道很多年轻人你看到的哈?
May one day.
他们盼望有一天,
be a terrorist.
他们在期待要成为什么呢? 恐怖分子,
maybe an extremist,
或者是极端分子,
maybe a fighter,
或者是一个战士,
or they may be a follower of Jesus.
或者当我们把福音传给他的时候, 他可以成为跟随耶稣基督的人。
And we are changing their hearts. Say amen to that.
所以我盼望我们能够改变他们。 请你说你们同不同意?
Why is this so important?
为什么这个很重要?
Because Bible says Jesus won't come until all of Israel
因为耶稣,
shall know and hear and be saved.
耶稣基督来就是盼望所有的人能够认识他能够被拯救。
How many here would say, Pastor Stephen, I want Jesus to come today?
有多少人说, 我今天问你们, 有多少人说, 主啊, 主耶稣,
most of us, amen, most of us. Yeah. Most of us. Well, Bible says Jesus won't come until all Israel knows and hears.
你知道吗?圣经说,
so pragmatically and practically,
所以实际上来讲,
pragmatically makes sense that we need to do more of Jesus in Bethlehem and Jerusalem. Amen?
所以呢,请你记得啊, 如果我们期待耶稣早一点来, 盼望所有的以色列人住在那里都认识耶稣。
Pastor Sean, when we did that,
yeah, 当我们看到这个的时候,
thousands came.
你知道吗? 我们那个 camp 弄好以后呢, 好几千个那个穆斯林进来,
the government came.
甚至我们的政府的机构都来了,
to watch.
来看,
to see.
来看到我们在干什么?
At first we were scared.
就开始有一点怕怕的。
They liked it.
结果呢, 他们好喜欢。
They sent their children. They sent their grandchildren.
And
their wives and their daughters came and their sons came.
然后呢, 妻子,
we got on our knees.
所以呢, we
started to pray and thank God for it.
我说主啊,
then the government asked us,
然后政府告诉我们说,
can you do this 350 plus days a year?
可以呢,做360天可以吗?
We were really scared. At first we thought it was a trick.
我们最终还以为政府是在骗我们或干什么,设局啊。
And they really wanted people to know about Jesus.
你知道吗? 现在以色列政府在期待说, 他们盼望所有的阿拉伯人都能够认识耶稣。
It wasn't politics.
那这不是政治啊。
It wasn't a church.
那也不是教会,
it wasn't a denomination.
也不是一个宗派,
it was people encountering Jesus.
就是盼望人家能够面对耶稣基督,
in Luke chapter 1,
在路加福音第一章,
and they can put it up in Luke 1 verses 18. You can put it up in Chinese if you'd like, in Mandarin.
你如果可以看的话, 我们来看路加福音第一章,
Luke chapter 1,
路加福音第一章,
verses
18, 18节,
but I want to summarize to you verses 1 to 17.
路加福音第一章, chapter 1,
verses 18, 18节, we're going to summarize the 17 verses.
Okay, 18节到后面的, 我们要来简单的讲到底这是什么故事。
Very quickly.
很快。
In the first 17 verses,
在这17个节里面呢,
we see a man named Zechariah, prophet.
我们可以看到里面有一位, 祭司, 他的,
he's, a
他是撒迦, 撒迦利亚,
he's a priest at the temple.
他是在圣殿里面执行祭司的工作。
He is the father of John the Baptist.
他是施洗约翰的父亲。
His wife is Elizabeth.
呀, 他的太太名叫做伊丽莎白。
We know their story from the Bible.
我们从圣经里面知道他们的故事。
Elizabeth and Zechariah,
这一对夫妻撒迦利亚跟伊丽莎白呢,
they could not have children.
他们没有孩子。
They were very old.
他们已经老了。
Zechariah was a priest.
Well, 撒迦利亚他是一个祭司。
In the priest they pray.
在祭司,他当祭司,他当然祷告。
And the priests have a special prayer to pray.
因为祭司呢,他有一种特别的祷告的话。
His prayer comes from Malachi chapter 4.
他的祷告是从马拉基书的第四章出来的。
You can write it down. We're not going to read it. Write it down. Malachi chapter 4.
在马拉基书的第四章里面有祷告话。
Verses 5 and 6.
在第五节第六节的地方,
Dr. Cheng, I encourage a lot of pastors,
yes,
to pray Malachi 4 verses 5 and 6 over their people.
我盼望我们的牧师们呢能够用马拉基书第四章的第五节第六节来祷告。
In Malachi chapter 4 verses 5 and 6,
在马拉基书的第四章第五节第六节怎么说呢?
We don't have time to read it right now, but what it says is this.
我没有时间去读,那个,里面说什么呢?
The priest goes into the temple.
就是在圣殿里面的祷告。
He prays the salvation of Israel.
就在那边祷告,感谢神的拯救。
He prays the hope for Israel.
而且为整个以色列祷告。
He prays the coming of the salvation of Israel.
我们要祈祷救恩能够赶快临到。
The Messiah.
Yeah, 又期待弥赛亚早点来。
And that's what they pray.
就是那种祷告。
Zechariah prayed this in the temple.
那个撒迦利亚呢, 这个祭司呢, 他在圣殿里面祷告。
He also had a secret prayer.
他还有他自己私人的祷告。Zechariah's
secret prayer was,
你知道他私人的祷告是什么呢?
After he would pray the Malachi prayer.
当然他为他那个马拉基书的祷告, 他读祷告完了。
His prayer is like, God, would you give Elizabeth and I a child?
所以呢, 他那个公开的公共的祷告完了以后，他可能有一个私下的祷告说，
He prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed.
他祷告说，主啊，让我跟我的太太生一个孩子，我在祷告。
It didn't happen for a long, long, long time.
但是祷告了好久好久都没有。
Because they're old in age.
直到他老了。
And so we see happens.
你知道后来什么事情发生呢?
While Elizabeth is pregnant now, she doesn't know it.
你知道吗? 当他不知道的就是他太太怀孕。
We know the story where Mary, the mother of Jesus, comes to Elizabeth to visit her.
你知道,
我们都知道后来呢玛利亚就是耶稣的母亲的她怀孕的时候去拜访伊丽莎白。
And we know from the story, Mary and Elizabeth, they start to rejoice of the coming John and the coming Messiah.
结果呢他们两个人呢见面的时候才发现他们两个都怀孕了。他们呢发现一个弥赛亚 的母亲要生孩子还有呢他也发现那个伊丽莎白呢她怀孕了又生一个先知。
Remember,He didn't know that Elizabeth is pregnant.
你知道吗？当时玛利亚她不知道那个伊丽莎白怀孕的。
He's at the temple.
因为这个撒加利亚呢，他在什么呢？他在圣殿里面，他不知道。
He has to live at the temple to be a priest.
因为他轮值的时候，他必须住在耶路撒冷。
She became pregnant before he came to the temple.
所以呢他不知道他的太太已经怀孕了他还没有离开家的时候怀孕他不知道他已经离开家然后到耶路撒冷。
He's on his knees praying Malachi 4 and praying God give us a child.
所以他在那边祷告那个马拉基书的那个祷告祷告完了。
He's praying and praying and praying.
他还继续祷告。
Over here, Mary and Joel and Elizabeth, they're rejoicing.
但是呢他在那边祷告但是在这边呢两个妈妈呢已经很高兴他们知道彼此怀孕。
And over here on the left,
然后再来呢在更远的地方呢。
King Herod.
King Herod, 就是希律王呢。
King Herod hears.
希律王也听到说有这件事情发生。
Becoming king.
他也听到说有一个人要来做王了。
Becoming savior.
而且他是救主来的。
King Herod gets very angry.
所以呢那个希律王他特别愤怒也不高兴了。
He feels threatened.
因为他知道被威胁了。
In Hebrew, he becomes jealous.
所以呢他 become 非常愤怒。
King Herod says, no baby will replace me. I am King Herod.
所以呢他说我是希律王没有任何人可以取代我这个王位。
Satan comes and he plays in the mind of King Herod.
所以那个希律王的头脑里面的有黑暗的全是魔鬼在他。
So what do we know from history and the Bible, from both?
所以你知道从历史上还有从圣经里面你学到什么
?We know from history and the Bible, King Herod kills every baby under the age of two.
所以呢你有没有发现那个希律王呢后来下令两岁以下的孩子全部杀掉。
And he kills many mothers of babies.
所以呢甚至有怀孕的妈妈也被杀了。
Why? Why did he kill them?
为什么杀他们
?He's trying to kill who? The baby?Jesus.
因为他们就是要想把耶稣基督毁掉了。
Over here, Mary and Elizabeth are rejoicing.
你知道在这个地方呢玛利亚跟伊丽莎白两位妈妈都很高兴。
Over here,
但在这里呢
is Zechariah.
就是撒加利亚这位祭司。
Praying.
他还在祷告。
Praying.
他还在祷告。
Praying.
继续祷告。
God is always working when we don't see him work.
你知道吗？记得一件事情，上帝在做事情，我们有时候都不知道。
Sometimes after chain we pray.
Yes. 有时候呢，当我们祷告的时候呢，我们是不知道。
And we pray.
我们继续祷告。
And we pray.
我们继续祷告。
Sometimes we don't see God answering.
但是好像上帝没有给我们回答。
Sometimes we start to say, God, where are you?
我们有时候会说，主啊，你在哪里啊
？God, I'm praying. Where are you?
我们在祷告，你有没有听到啊
？In the background.
但是在背后
God is working.
上帝已经在工作了。
Over here.
但是在这里。
Zechariah.
Zechariah, 是他撒加利亚。
His heart becomes very hard.
他的心里面就非常刚硬了。
He starts to doubt.
他开始怀疑上帝。
And all this in the first 17 verses, by the way.
你知道这是在第一章的在路加福音第一章的17节里面的话。
God sends an angel.
当时呢上帝差派一个天使
and says, go tell Zechariah two good news.
当时天使在他面前出现的时候告诉他两件
two good news.
两个好事
Number one,
第一个
the prayer for Malachi chapter 4,
那个马拉基书第四章第五节第六节的话已经
the salvation, the hope for Israel,
那个为了以色列的拯救跟以色列的希望已经来了
salvation is coming,
那个救恩已经来了
and God tells the angel,
因为上帝借着天使说了
Oh yeah, tell him his wife is pregnant.
所以还有告诉他说什么呢你的太太已经怀孕了。
Remember, he doesn't know it.
因为他不知道。
He doesn't know that over here, they're rejoicing, Mary and Elizabeth are rejoicing, that Mary has the Messiah And Elizabeth has John the Baptist preparing the way.
她不知道上帝已经预备好了什么呢？因为玛利亚怀的是什么呢？是圣婴耶稣。然后她的太太呢？那个伊莎白，她是怀孕那个那个谁，那个施洗约翰是先知来的。
And he doesn't know this.
但是他不知道。
So 18, verses 18, if you can put it up in Mandarin, up on the screen.
所以你可以看那个马路加福音。
Verses 18, follow with me.
第一章的18节，路加福音第一章的18节。
Chapter 1, Luke chapter 1, verses 18.
第18节。
And Zechariah said to the angel,
你知道他说，那个 18，就是说撒加利亚对天使说。
He says, how shall I know this?
他说，我凭着什么可以知道这事呢？
Of course, he's talking about the news that Elizabeth is pregnant.
哇，这里其实是在说什么呢？说他的妻子怀孕的事情。
He says, for I am an old man.
因为他说我已经老了。
And my wife is advanced in years.
而且呢，我的太太也老了，也经期已经停了。
Verses 19, and the angel answered him.
但是天使回答他说,
you fool. I'm just joking. It doesn't say fool. I just made that up.
我在这里说,天使当时可能说你这个傻瓜,其实圣经没有这样说了。
God sent me to you.
那个天使跟他讲说, 我是加百列,是从神的那边差遣来告诉你这件事的。
To give you the good news.
在这里告诉你好消息。
And you doubt me.
但是呢，你竟然怀疑我。
Many times, thus of us who pray a lot.
你的弟兄姊妹，我们很多时候我们很祷告很多。
Many of you who fast a lot.
甚至是禁食祷告。
Sometimes we grow, God, where I've been praying, God, for many years. Where's my prayer? Where's my blessing? Where's my hope?
有时候我们祷告说，主啊，我祷告那么久，我的祝福在哪里呀？我的祈祷在哪里呀？
Many times, it takes a long time.
我告诉我们诸位，有时候是需要一段时间的。Not
because God wants to take time.
并不是上帝说他需要了那么多的时间。We
have stubborn hearts.
乃是有时候是因为我们有一颗坚硬的心的人。Sometimes
we have stubborn minds.
有时候是我们的思想很坚，很死板。Sometimes
we're just not ready.
有时候是我们还没有预备好。God
wants to grow and mature our faith.
所以上帝需要我们能够把我们的信心提升起来，成长起来。
He wants to mature our personality and our character and our hearts.
也盼望我们能够成熟在我们的个性，在我们的生命，在我们的思想里面成熟。
In the same way, God's also working on the hearts of others.
但是呢，同时，上帝在其他地方已经在工作了。
He didn't know that Mary and Elizabeth are rejoicing, they're dancing, they're celebrating.
伊丽莎白，不，那个撒加利亚不知道。 在他家里面，他的太太跟什么呢？跟玛利亚在喜乐，在庆祝。
Two prayers are answered.
两个祷告，上帝都听了。
Thousands of years, the Israelites are praying for Malachi 4, the salvation and the Messiah.
你知道吗？几千年下来，犹太人的祭司在圣殿里面已经祷告不知道几千年的，在期待主啊，你把拯救送上这过来。
For several years, he's praying for his wife Elizabeth.
而且呢，这个。 这个撒加利亚，他为他的太太祷告能够怀孕，不知道祷告几年了。
And God answered them.
但是上帝回应了。
He just didn't know it yet.
那只是他不知道而已。God
will answer your heart's desires.
你知道吗？当你曾经在祷告的时候，神已经在做工。He
will answer your prayers.
他一定会回答你的。He
will hear your cries.
他知道，他会知道你在哭的。He
sees your tears.
他也看到你的眼泪了。
But there's always a timing of God.
但是请你记得, 那个时间是在神的手中, 他需要再这样告诉你。
So our God is also a righteous God.
所以请你记得, 我们的神是一位奇妙的神。
In verses 20 and 21 and 22, the angel punishes Zechariah. You know what he does to him?
你知道吗? 神是公义的神, 他在这里呢, 撒加利亚, 因为他的不信,
He says, Zechariah,
他惩罚撒加利亚说：“撒加利亚，
because you did not believe，
因着你不信我跟你说的话，
you can no longer speak，
我要让你不能讲话，
you can no longer listen，
你不能够听到人讲话，
you will not communicate，
你不能够跟人家沟通。
God took his speech，
上帝把你会讲话的能力拿走了。
Dr. Cheng，
yeah，
this is not the worst，
你知道这并不是坏事,
it's not the worst.
那不是最好,
did you know, listen to me, did you know?
你知道吗?
Because he's Jewish.
因为他是犹太人,
he's an Israelite.
他也是以色列人,
and he's a priest.
他是一个祭司,
did you know that in the Old Testament?
你知道吗? 在旧约圣经里面,
in Leviticus 21,
在立位记21章,
there's a law.
那里有一个律法,
and there's regulations.
那也是一个规则,
in Leviticus 21,
在立位记的21章,
God gives Moses the law.
上帝借着摩西给以色列百姓一个律法,
in this Leviticus,
在立位记里面说,
God tells Moses, any priest,
说所有的祭司们,
or high priest,
或者高等的祭司,
that loses their speech or has any physical disability,
如果他们呢, 他们呢没有办法讲话, 或者他们没有能力的时候,
physical disability during when they're a priest.
所以当他做祭司失去能力的时候,
they lose their high position.
所以呢, 他们很高级的那个祭司的位份呢就没有了。
So Zechariah,
所以撒加利亚呢,
loses his hearing, speaking, communication.
所以呢, 他基本上听不见也不能够讲话。
Worse,
The 更糟糕的是什么呢?
Worse,
糟糕的地方是什么呢?
According to Leviticus 21,
根据利未记21章所说的话,
he is stripped away from his high position.
就是神已经把他的那个很高尚的那个大祭司的位份已经拿走了。
Why? Because the law says if a high priest has physical disability, they lose everything.
为什么呢? 如果一个大祭司他不能够功能的时候呢, 他就失去那个职位了。
In English, I think it literally says he's having a bad day. I don't know how you translate that in Chinese. So.
你可以讲说，可能啊，那个时候对撒加利亚是一个很糟糕的日子。
He's having a very bad day.
就是一个很糟透的日子，对不对？
He thinks God has disowned him.
他发现好像上帝不要他了。
He thinks God turns his back on him.
He 觉得上帝转身不理他了。
It's a bad day.
很糟糕的日子, 对不对?
Now, he doesn't realize that God shuts him down.
其实他不知道上帝让他不能够讲话。
And God takes his robe of high priest.
而且把他那个大祭司的权柄拿走了。
God does it for a reason.
上帝有他的意义的。
Just imagine.
你可以想象一下。
If he was still a priest.
如果他还是一个大祭司,
and if he was still had the robe.
他还穿着祭司袍,
and if he still had the platform to speak.
他还有一个站在讲台上可以讲,
he would have blown the big miracle that Jesus is born in Bethlehem to a mother named Mary.
所以呢, 他没有办法讲将他的太太还有他儿子的还有耶稣基督要降生的事情。
Dr. Cheng, he would have literally given baby Jesus on a platter of gold to be killed to King Herod.
所以呢, 如果在当时呢请你记得啊, 如果他当时讲, 而且他讲出来的时候, 希律王听到了, 耶稣就死定了。
You with me? Do you understand me?
所以你知道我讲的意思吗?
God shuts us down.
所以上帝不让大祭司不能讲话, 不是没有意义的。
God sometimes puts us on our knees.
所以上帝常常要我们跪着祷告。
To pray and to weep and to cry, we might feel alone.
有时候当你跪在地上你祷告你哭泣的时候好像上帝不理你。
Stay there for a second. Zechariah is by himself.
你知道撒加利亚在这边呢?
Feels God's abandoned him. He feels God has abandoned him.
他觉得上帝已经放弃他了。
Feels God forgot him.
他觉得上帝不要我了。
God shut him down.
因为上帝把他所有的权柄什么都拿走了。
For a reason.
有这个理由的。
To the young people tonight, or this morning, to the young people.
所以呢, 要让这,
to these young people.
要让, 我要让这些年轻人知道。
Sometimes you go through a dry spell in life where you just, it's dry, there's no happiness, there's no joy, there's confusion, there's stress in life.
所以在你的生命里面, 年轻人, 请你记得, 有时候你会觉得你好糊涂啊, 不知道怎么搞的, 这个生活乱七八糟, 怎么样, 你可能有那个机会。
That's not your reality.
请你记得, 那不是你的真实的生命。
That's just a temporary stage you're going through in life.
那是暂时的, 是让你要度过这个时光的。
For God allows you to go through this tough time in your life.
因为上帝有时候必须让你经过这个很,
严厉的时刻,
to work on your heart, to work on your mind, to work in your soul, in your spirit.
让你的生命能够有一天可以被打开, 去认识他, 明白他。
You remember, I had some people tell me, Pastor Curry, at first, when we read the story, we thought God was a little bit harsh. Why would he shut down, why would he take Zechariah, everything from Zechariah?
Yeah. 你知道吗? 我们很多人在读圣经的读到这个, 哇, 上帝怎么那么霸气啊, 霸道。 一个人不相信他讲一句那个不好听的话, 上帝就借天使惩罚的那么严重。
And they tell me, it's not until we understand Leviticus 21, and we understand that God had to take his robe, because he had to lose everything, because if he could speak, if he had the platform to preach, he would give the surprise away, and he would give baby Jesus to the enemy. Does that make sense?
你知道吗? 你在这里听到我讲这句话吗? 上帝把撒加利亚那个什么的, 他的职位拿走, 让他不能讲话, 让他晋升, 目的是什么呢? 让他如果站在讲台上去做教导的时候, 说他, 我告诉你一个大神迹啊, 我太太怀孕了, 还有呢, 我们那个亲戚啊, 玛利亚, 又怀孕了, 他怎么样怎么样讲这一些, 讲出来以后, 他们两个人死定了。 所以你有没有看到, 神有他的时间跟他的计划, 所以不要随便怀疑神, 在你身上的工作。
Amen to that. Amen. 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 And that's why as young people, as young generation, Satan sometimes puts lies in our minds.
Yeah. 记得，当你很不舒服的时候，撒旦会借那个机会让你觉得怀疑，让你觉得不舒服，而且让你想要弃绝神，这些要小心。God's
forgotten you.
请记得，上帝有他的旨意的。God's
abandoned you.
不要让魔鬼说上帝已经把你放弃。God
turned his back on you.
或者说上帝已经把你丢了，他不要你了。And
this whole time, God's in the background working.
请你记得。 上帝在你的背后在做工作。
Dr. Cheng, when I was physically being beaten as a young man.
Yeah, 我要再告诉我们，当我年轻的时候被打在地上的时候。
For a second, you say, God, why?
我当时可能会说，主啊，为什么我为你这样做，怎么被欺负这样子？
Why me?
为什么是我？
And that's when I felt the white blanket drape over my body.
哇，这就是我当时可以感受到，好像有一个白色的那个。
And then I fast forward into my life. I realized God allowed me to go through it because of He had such a big plan for my life.
Yeah. 所以弟兄姊妹，请你记得哈， 因为这个样子， 我发现借着这个事情呢， 在我背后有很多很好的事情要发生。
When you're a daughter and a child of Jesus, 如果你, there's no mistakes.
请你记得， 如果你是神的儿子， 神的女儿， 你绝对没有不对的地方。
God allows you and me.
上帝让你跟我
to go through the good, the bad and the ugly in our life.
他让我们经过那个有像如水火一般的那种试炼， 或者好像在挣扎当中的试炼， 你不要失去信心。
He allows us to go through difficult times in life.
有时候在我们生命里面， 你会碰到困难的时候。
Because He has a bigger plan for your life.
但是他其实背后有一个很,
He's got a beautiful purpose for you.
他有一个更大的祝福在里面, 他对你是有计划的。
God's not done with you yet.
因为神在你身上还没有完成你的工作。
To conclude this scripture, to conclude it.
这就是这一段圣经, 我在这里要做一个结论。
When the time comes for John to be born.
所以当时间到的时候, 那个施洗约翰可以生出来了。
They come back to Zechariah.
然后他会回到撒加利亚的身边。
He writes the name of John.
为什么呢? 你记得当他孩子生出来的时候,
He couldn't speak.
当时他还不能讲话。
He couldn't communicate.
他还不能跟沟通, 但是呢,
He writes the name of John.
人家家人要把他的名字取这个儿子的名字一样, 他说不要, 结果他拿出来写说这个孩子的名字要叫做约翰。
Now he can speak, he can talk.
那个时候,
The miracle happens.
神迹发生了，他开始松口可以讲话。
According to Leviticus 21,
你知道根据, 利未记第21章,
we said earlier that if you're a priest, you can no longer be a priest if something physical happens to you.
如果在你的生命里面你有缺陷或者你有什么问题, 你就不能够做祭司了。
We see in Jewish traditions,
我们看到犹太人的传统,
that if you can prove that you're a miracle,
你如果可以证明, 你有神迹在你身上出现,
you get back your title.
所以呢，你又可以恢复你做祭司的责。You
get back the robe.
而且你还可以穿上祭司袍了。You
get back the honor.
你可以回到那种荣耀的位置了。Check
this out. Here's a cool thing.
你知道，请你记得这是一个很棒的事情。You
don't only get it back.
好，回来了。You
get it back 7 times.
你知道他回来7次。So
the honor he had before.
你知道吗？他以前。 有的荣耀,
you know how he said he lost everything?
他好像失去全部了,
now he has 7 times the blessing.
你知道吗? 他现在有七倍的祝福。
Why?
为什么?
Because according to Jewish tradition,
if
God takes something from you,
如果上帝把什么东西拿走了,
and then later God changes his mind,
或者当上帝改变了的心意了,
that means you're a blessed person.
他说你是一个蒙恩得救的人,
and you're 7 times the blessing.
你就是得着7倍的祝福了,
and now he has a platform.
所以他现在又有讲台了,
he has a title.
他有头衔了,
now he can get up,
他现在可以站起来了,
and say the Messiah has come.
他可以说弥赛亚已经来了。
Remember, for 4,000 years they were praying Malachi chapter 4.
你知道吗?
Or 3,000 years.
3,000年前呢，撒加利亚书的作者撒加利亚呢，他在马拉基斯的作者在强调说，神快来，弥赛亚快来了。
Now people won't call him crazy.
你知道当时人说，哎，怎么可能？
People will believe him.
当时人就相信。
Because he's 7 times the blessing.
因为到后来，他得到7次的祝福。Same
with your life.
请你记得，当你愿意的时候，神会给你7倍的祝福。The
good, the bad, and the ugly that you go through in life.
所以，纵使你在生命里面有好有坏，经过那种如是火的样子的，God
is allowing you to go through it for a reason.
神让你经过那些痛苦，他是有目的的。
And I want to conclude with this. In our life in Israel, in the ministry, we went through a lot of tough times. We've been there 46 years. Today we are the largest, fastest growing Arab evangelical Israeli ministry in Israel today.
这个告诉我们，是为我们经过那一些痛苦，今天我们在以色列是成为以色列这个国家当中最重要、最前沿的，而且最兴盛，而且最多人的事工的基督徒的教会。
You heard Dr. Cheng, he was with us in May, we invited him. He was an ambassador to Israel as a guest of the president.
你知道吗？你们的牧师张牧师呢，在五月的时候，我们邀请他，就是以色列的政府邀请。 去那边呢，就好像天国的大使在那边跟大家讲话。Dr.
Cheng made you very proud, by the way. Made you very proud.
你知道吗？詹姆斯
He represented you very well.
他在那边代表你们代表的不错。46
years.
在47年前
I'd say maybe 30 years of the 46. 30 years.
在30年之内的这个47年
Very difficult.
对我们来讲是非常困难的。Much
persecution.
很多的逼迫。
I lost my uncle was beaten to death.
你知道我的舅舅被杀死了。
My father was shot, I told you the story.
还有我的父亲也被枪击了。
I told you the story, the two sisters that were shot to death.
我刚才告诉你，在我们的教会里面有两位姐妹被枪杀。
I told you about the bombings and the attack on our church.
还有呢，有人在我们的礼拜堂里面放炸药等等。
Today.
今天呢？
Some of the same people used to attack us are now sending their children to our church programs.
你知道那些曾经迫害我们的，现在把他们孩子送到教会来了。
They're sending their wives and their grandchildren. They literally drop them off. The same guy used to attack us 20 years ago are dropping off. Hey, Pastor Curry, here's my children. Have fun.
你知道那些以前曾经打我的那些人呢，或者迫害我的人，看到我说，哎， Pastor，来来来，我们把我们孩子送给你，送到教会去。
Have fun at the church, at the outreach, and let them learn about Jesus. The same people used to attack us with guns and knives.
你知道吗？那些拿枪。 打我们的，攻击我们的，现在把他们的孩子、孙子送到我们教会来说，孩子今年学得很好啊，好棒啊！And
after 46 years, today we've been given the keys to Bethlehem.
所以呢，现在我们在那个地方得到好像那个伯利恒的钥匙交给我们的。We're
able to sit down with the presidents and leaders and say, President, I want you to invite pastors and you pay for it to come to Israel. That's how Dr. Cheng came.
所以这就是我们的政府呢，以色列的政府跟我们讲说 ，Pastor Curry， 来来来，你去邀请你们的牧师
从美国来，然后我们付钱，詹牧师就这样被邀请去了。
Do we sometimes feel tired and maybe you say like I'm tired, I don't want to do this?
我会不会觉得说，哎呀，我过去操累了，要不要停下来了
？I would be dishonest with you. I would say no, we're always strong, we'll always do it. I'll be very dishonest with you. There's times we say we're just tired, we can't do this anymore. It's tiring.
知道吗？如果我说会不会累？如果跟你讲说没有，我很强壮，那是骗的。是我们也会累。
But that's the journey with Jesus.
但是呢，那是跟耶稣基督一直走路。
The journey with Jesus, you trust that He has a plan for you.
但是我们没有忘记，就是无论如何，我们跟耶稣走，耶稣在我们身上都有他的期待的。
I know we're a little bit over time, and forgive me.
你知道吗？可能我们时间过去了，但是没有关系，请你。
Give me just two more minutes and we're almost done.
给我三十分钟。
I hope I haven't bored you yet.
Don't worry.
All right.
Yeah, 10 minutes is okay.
I hope I haven't bored you. You're good?
Well, 可以吗？你们好吗？好吗？
Young people, did I bore you guys good? You guys doing good? All right. I get thumbs up, young. When I get thumbs up, young people, that's a good sign.
That's good. 我们年轻人如果举手就很棒。
Amen. If they give us the keys to Bethlehem.
你知道有时候我们呢会碰到很糟糕的时候。
And they asked us to bring Jesus back.
他们要求说把耶稣带回来。
And again, not Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
不是在宾州了。
The Bethlehem.
回到耶路撒冷。
There's only one Bethlehem. And one Jerusalem in the world.
请你记得吗？在整个以色列国只有一个伯利恒。
When Dr. Cheng was there.
当詹牧师在那里的时候。
And Dr. Long and my wife, they were looking at the mountain that we bought. We bought the third largest empty land in Bethlehem.
你知道吗？我们感谢主，我们蒙神祝福，我们买了一个第三大的一个土地呢，是在以色列里面第三大的土地呢。神要我们在那边盖东西。
We bought it. Amen.
那个时候呢，詹牧师跟罗学川牧师，还有我跟我的太太在那个地方。
Wasn't cheap.
那个不便宜啊。
Was expensive.
非常贵。
But God provided.
但是神预备了。
Remember, they gave us the keys to Bethlehem.
你知道吗？那个政府给我们、那个。
They saw the first video that we showed you, the tent.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
saw, they came and experienced it.
你有没有看到我们刚才说有那个 tent, 啊、那个帐幕那个故事啊，那个政府看得就很高兴就说哎就给我们什么呢伯利恒的钥匙。
And they said, can you do this all year?
他说每一年都一年365天都可以做。
They are asking us, we're not asking them.
Yeah, 我们没有告诉他们是他们说继续做。
This is after 46 years of praying and on our knees and suffering and persecution, but God's always working, say amen.
请你记得这是我们47年流泪跪在神的面前祷告的结果出来了。
And this is what we did, we bought the land.
你知道吗我没有办法想象，我们竟然可以买到一块很那么大的地。
Then we found out it takes about 8 to 12 years to get permits to build.
你知道吗？那个大概要8年到12年才可以去盖啊。
We're back to our knees.
那时候我就跪下来祷告。
We knocked on doors.
我们敲门。
And we said, God, we need favor with the government.
我说主啊，盼望政府能够同意我们去盖吧。
I don't want to wait 12 years, Lord, to do this. I want to do it now.
我说主啊，我不要等到12年才能够盖，我们现在就要盖了。
We need permits to build on the land that we bought.
我们要，但是我们就得到可以盖的那个许可了。
Asking God.
不，我们继续求。
To give us favor.
给我们他的喜悦。
With government officials.
然后让政府呢能够同意。
One of the men that stamps the papers, his grandchildren came to the tent.
知道吗？那个盖章的一个官员呢，他的孙子来我们的这个。
And he said, my grandchildren sat on my lap. He was a Muslim.
他是个穆斯林呢、啊。他说我的孙儿坐在我的大腿上。
And he told me about the tent, the Jesus tent.
那他告诉我说耶稣的帐幕。
He said, I like it.
他说我很喜欢的。
We got our permits in 14 months.
所以你知道吗？只有14个月，我们就得到证件可以盖了。
What am I saying right now?
我要说的是什么呢
？To connect it to Zechariah and Mary and Elizabeth.
像这些圣经的真理，还有跟我们祷告挂钩的时候。
To connect it is like God's always working, always working, always working.
你可以想象，上帝一直在工作，一直在工作。
You're not alone.
你不是独单独的一个。
So we have the land. 所以我们已经有土地了。We have the permits.
而且我们也得到允许可以盖了。Then
we start to excavate and bulldoze and excavate and excavate the mountain. We took it down 100 feet underground.
知道吗？我们已经开始挖了，现在已经挖100公尺深下去了。And
we're debt free.
而且你相不相信，我们没有负债。And
yeah, give God the glory. Give God, He deserves it. Give God the glory. To conclude this story.
把这个故事讲完了。In
March, April of this year.
在三月、四月的时候。
We're on our knees.
今年呢，我们还跪下。We bought the land. 我说主啊，我们已经买到这个地。We
have the permits.
而且我们也得到许可证了。God,
the mountain is completely excavated and done.
主啊，我们的祷告那个山已经挪开了。
By the way, Dr. Chang was there and he saw all the bulldozers move all the dirt, right? You were there.
Yeah. 所以我们去的时候，工人刚好在挖，刚刚挖一点点而已，现在已经挖了100公尺下去了。
When we were praying in March and April this year,
yes,
we're praying, God showed us like a fire on top of our property, a fire.
Yeah, 我们在祷告的时候，我们看到一个异象，上帝好像把一团火呢，就放在那个地方。
It was like an octagon shape.
就是好像是那个五爪的那个章鱼的样式哈。
And Dr. Chang and Dr. Long and my wife were praying on the land in May, just 2 months ago.
所以当时罗牧师跟詹牧师还有跟我的太太他们在那个地方就开始为那个地方祷告。
When you are praying,
当詹牧师在祷告的时候,
God downloaded to you a prayer house.
让詹牧师讲说，盼望那个地方上面能够盖一个祷告的塔。
To do a morning, evening, and a morning, noon, and evening prayer tower all day long.
因为那个祷告的塔被建立起来的时候，一天白天晚上都有人可以在那边祷告。
I never shared this with you, but the same vision God gave my wife Sherry, an octagon shape.
Oh, 你知道吗?
A fire, like a prayer tower.
你知道吗? 当我们我跟罗牧师跟他们分享之后，他太太呢回去就看到一个异象，说那团火就像什么呢？就像五爪的章鱼的，可以伸出去，把能力就伸出去的。So
I went back to the same grandpa.
所以再回到最初的样子。The
man that had his grandchildren.
还有我刚才讲的那个给我们通过的那个祖父啊。
Now, Dr. Ching doesn't know this. This is a big surprise. A blessing surprise.
你知道这是一个很奇妙的事情，让你们知道。
I said, sir.
我对他讲说,
you were very kind to give us permits.
我们谢谢你给我们很大的祝福。Not
in 12 years and 14 months.
不是等到12年以后我们才能够盖。We
have all the permits. Everything.
给我们14个月你就通过了。
I said, can I ask you for one favor?
我说谢谢你啊，但是我可以拜托你再给我一件事情。
I said, can we add a prayer tower on top of our building?
我们可以不可以在那个上面加盖一个祷告的房间呢?
I said, a white man.
因为有一个白人。
A Chinese man.
还有一个华人。
And my wife, an American.
还有我的太太是美国。
They had a vision.
他们看到一个意象,
to put a prayer tower.
在那个地方有一个祷告的环境。
Can we add that to the permits?
如果你可以加，我们在上面盖一个祷告塔，好不好？
I thought he's going to throw me out of his office.
我当时觉得他会把我赶出去了。
He says,
他这边摇头，他点头。
You going to pray for peace?
哦，你要为和平祷告，对不对？
Are you going to pray for all people, Arabs, Muslims, and Jews?
你要为阿拉伯人、为以色列人，还有为所有的人祷告，对不对？
I just said, I answered, I didn't say anything. I said, yes.
我说是,
yes.
是,
yes.
是.
With government, you don't say much. You just say yes, right?
You say yes or no, yes or no. Yes. 你在政府里面，你就会回答是或不是，对不对？所以你这么说是对。
He picks up the phone.
然后他把电话拿起来。Calls
the people in charge of the architect department.
然后打给那个建筑系的，不，建筑那个。 建筑,
and says, add a small piece of round circle building on top of the project,
他说呢,
on the paper.
他说呢, 在他们的建筑图上面呢,再加盖一个,就是上面可以盖一个祷告楼了。
And I want to tell you the good news, Dr. Chang, wow. that we added that prayer tower onto the permit, the blueprint.
Wow,
so give God the glory for that.
弟兄姊妹, 这就是我跟罗牧师,let me explain a little bit.
Yes, please, yes.
我跟罗牧师，他们带我们十几个人呢去那边看，结果哇，我们真的很感动，好大的一个地方被买下来了，而且那个地方呢，他们还不用钱呢，不是钱已经花了。
现在要盖一个大楼，而且请你们记得啊，这个对面啊，对面的另外一个山头，你可以看到一个穆斯林的 mosque， 那 Muslim 的 mosque 已经被建立起来了，而且他们那边呢，时间到就就那边叫祷告。我说这怎么可以？所以我跟罗牧师讲了，就跟他们讲说，他们在那边释放的是魔鬼的声音。我们这边呢，所以我们就跟他建议说，这个地方需要被祷告，需要建立一个祷告的塔，在那边不是对抗，而是什么？将那个不好的声音消灭掉，让耶稣的圣名可以在那边被高举。所以呢，所以他们就非常高兴。所以他现在讲的我没有听到，你知道能够让一个穆斯林的长官盖印，而且马上改。可以盖一个祷告楼，所以弟兄姊妹有在这里告诉我们诸位，我盼望当那个盖楼盖好以后，我们教会有更多人愿意过去。I just say that let me challenge people when the tower is set up, in the hope that all many of us can go over there to visit.
Amen. Come to pray there. So I want to conclude this. I want to show you one more video to finish.
所以我们请你们再看最后一个 video 就结束了。
Here's what I want you to do.
我要在这里要做的一件事情。
In April and March of this year, the Lord said, go to America.
你知道吗？在四月的时候呢，神给我的一个感动就是你到美国去。
God said, I will speak to people.
然后神跟我讲说，我会让你对很多人讲道。
I will speak to people from America and people from the Far East.
而且呢，神跟我讲说，我要让你在美国对白人的教会讲话，还有对亚洲人的教会讲话。
And these people will speak to their family and friends.
而且他们的朋友，那个这些人会告诉他们朋友，和他们亲戚。
The nativity encounter.
在那个 nativity 就是耶稣降生的地方。
You all should have received a paper or something like this. You got a paper, right? Perfect.
Yeah, 你们很多人可能看到这本书。
That's the vision.
那这是我们的意向。
To go deeper into the vision, there's a book like this.
你知道吗？在这本书的上后面有我们的意向讲得很清楚。
So the video.
你知道吗？那个再来这个 video 我们要看的。
Not this one, the other one, the one with the guy on the chair. Yes, yeah, perfect. One second, perfect. That's the one.
等一下。
That's perfect. This video.
这个 video 呢？这个视频呢
？It shows the whole vision.
告诉我们整个建筑。
I want to ask you to watch it with me. It's only three and a half or four minutes only.
这个只有三分半而已，不是很长。
When you watch it,
当你看的时候
，I want to ask you just to think about our 46 years of suffering and persecution.
你可以想到四十几年前我们在那边所面对的逼迫。
And to look at the opportunity we have.
然后再看看现在神为我们所预备的机会。
You know, Dr. Singh, there are visions and projects that are like, you know, 10 years, 20 years from now.
Yeah, 你可以想象这个现在这个计划呢是十年以后要发生的事情。
This vision is now.
这个事情从现在开始就要发生了。
We need to start the foundations.
我们要从根基开始。
Listen to me, to start the foundations.
请你记得我现在该讲的这个根基哈。
We're asking God for $3 million.
我们向神要300万。
To some, it's a lot of money.
对，这是一个很大的数目。
To God, it's not.
但是对神一点也不是。
As you're watching this video,
当你看这个事情的时候
，Would you ask the Lord?
请你在神的面前跟神讲
，Lord, put it on my heart to start to pray for this project.
请你们说，主啊，也让我为这个计划来祷告。
Ask God the second thing. Say, God, put a number on my heart that I can partner and partner with this vision.
所以呢，说主啊，帮助我，我能够支持多少
？Ask God, God, how can I pray? How can I be partner a strategy with this vision?
或者有人说，主啊，我没有那么多钱，但是让我可以参与祷告。
Ask God, God, put a number on my heart that I can become a partner to bring Jesus back.
或者是让我如果有奉献的话，我可以要奉献多少？我要参与那个欢迎耶稣基督再来的机会。
Dr. Sheng, this is a big vision.
这是一个大的意向。
The third thing I want to ask you to do, third thing, while you're watching the video.
当你在看的时候，有第三件事情我要告诉我们诸位。
The third thing.
第三件。
Ask God, who do you know?
谁你认识的
？A family relative.
或者是你的亲戚，或者是你的朋友。
A business partner.
他是做生意的。
An elder in another congregation.
或者是从其他教会来的长老或者教会的弟兄姐妹。
So God, give me a name.
主啊，给我一个名字。
Of someone I can call.
有谁我可以邀请他。
To ask them to start to pray.
也就要参加我可以跟为这些祷告。
And to come to be a part of this vision.
然后让我们再进入这个意象里面。
Let's watch this video. And afterwards we will conclude in one sentence and a prayer.
好，让我们看这个完以后我们就祷告。 Amen.
I'm the founder of the Nehemiah Group and President Emeritus of the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. I first went to Israel in 1983 after I heard a pastor who had been there many, many times. I happened to be at his church when he returned to the pulpit, and I turned to my wife and I said, we've got to go to Israel because I want to learn what he learned. And that was in 1983, and since then, I've made 130 trips to Israel over 41 years. Our vision was given to us by Bill Bright, founder of Campus Crusade for Christ. And he said, Kerry, you need to design and build things that will attract people who will never set foot into a church. And that's what we've been doing for the last 2.5 decades, with one of those being Nazareth Village in Nazareth, Israel. That was starting in 1998. The idea was to put people in an immersive environment so they can feel, taste, hear, smell as close as we could to what Jesus would have seen and heard and touched when he was ministering here on earth, and in particular in Nazareth and in the north. Fulfilling our mission of creating things that would attract people who would never set foot into a church, taking us all over the world. We've taken on many projects over the last 25 years, and one of the several of the projects that you may be aware of is the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. But we've also done projects in Ghana, West Africa, one that's under construction in Indonesia. And then we also have done work for the Magdala, Israel, on the Sea of Galilee. But our whole mission is to engage people in the Bible, get them excited by it, and watch their lives be changed, not by anything that we do. And I think that's one of the things that interests us today in Israel, especially with the nativity encounter that's being done in Bethlehem.
With misinformation about the life and person of Jesus running rampant in Bethlehem, the city is now divided by walls, conflict, and under a constant shadow of tension. The Nativity Encounter will be a 12-exhibit interactive experience built on a 160,000-square-foot facility. The land is purchased, but currently there is no building. Pastor Stephen and Sherry Curry lead this initiative in Israel, working with Holy Land Missions, having more than 43 years of experience serving the locals.
The Nativity Encounter is, this is where Jesus was born. This is where David was raised. This is where the patriarchs went through. And this was a vision that Stephen Curry had, he and his wife, Sherry, to create similar to what we did in Nazareth Village, create an immersive environment, takes people out onto the land, but also has a study center attached to it so people have a place to follow up later. But it's to immerse them into God's teaching, especially dealing with the birth of Jesus. So that we have seen over and over, and you're dealing with the teachings of Jesus. It takes on a whole new perspective on the depths of what people walk away with. So for believers, it strengthens their faith. It creates a platform that they've never had before. For those who are not believers and just curious, because of it's an immersive environment, it allows them to come in non-threatening and bring friends. Our first year, we had 10,000 school kids come through Nazareth Village. 95% of those school kids were Muslims, and they were curious about who is Jesus. If you present it in a way that's non-threatening to them, where they can really enjoy it, then you really make big inroads. That's what the Nativity Encounter will do in Bethlehem. After 25 years, we've learned this is maybe one of the most effective ways to reach very difficult people groups. If we hadn't done this for so long and had such great results, I'd be hesitant to even make that claim. Can say it does work, and people are ready for it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
我稍微来给你们介绍一下这个演讲这个人呢，他呢很有意思。 他是我们 PMI 哈罗姆斯这个机构哈 PMI 的第一任的董事长，就是我们 PMI 有一个董事会哈，现在我们的雪杰只是这个董事会的成员。这个董事会第一次成立的时候，就是这位弟兄呢帮助成立的。他是一个美国非常富有的人，他在做 PMI 的董事长之后不久，他呢被邀请去以色列。他真的爱上以色列，他爱主耶稣。他说在十年里面他去以色列几次你知道吗？他说他去以色列138次。所以他觉得他必须在那边做什么东西，所以他就做盖一个，我们去参观过，他盖了一个耶稣时代的拿撒勒是怎么样子，伯利恒是怎么样子。所以呢在那里可以看到耶稣时代的人，他在介绍说耶稣来的时候这个世界的情形怎么样，让很多人可以了解。我们去看得非常感动哈。而其实这个人呢是对神的国度的事情非常非常认真的在做。但是感谢主，你知道20年前我也成为这个董事会的董事长。PMI 的董事长20年前哈。所以你可以看到真的很爱主的人呢在 PMI 里面还有跟我们在这个一起做的时候带出很大的祝福。所以求主帮助我们。Yeah,
okay. Thank you, Dr. Cheng. Before we pray, I'm so humbled and I'm thankful and grateful for your friendship, Dr. Cheng.Thank you all for being amazing today. So again, I hope you prayed the three things I asked you to pray for. And they give you papers, I think, the sheets. They give you sheets. And there's an envelope also stapled to the sheets. So just seek the Lord and ask the Lord what does he have you do. And as you pray, this is a legacy vision. And maybe talk to Dr. Cheng tonight or tomorrow. Say we'd like to be part of as a family or what be it. So, and out there on the table, there's olive wood from the Holy Land. There's olive oil. It looks like this.This is real olive oil from the Holy Land. We did not buy this at Walmart. This is real olive oil from Israel. I encourage you to grab some of this on the table. There's this here. This is a Dead Sea Scroll. So you can pray for the Word of God. Amen. And the table will help you. And Pastor Zhang, I want to give you this gift.
Okay. Hey, hold on. Let me see.
Yes.
这个外面哈有这个是真的是从以色列来的橄榄油。
You can anoint.
可以。还有这个 Dead Sea Scroll, 这个是很好很好的东西，这些呢你们可以在外面，这个不是买，你可以捐献，你看到有就可以捐献。
So what connected Dr. Cheng and us in Israel?
所以我们是让张牧师跟我们教会呢怎么样跟他们有很好的。
This is the Dead Sea Scroll in here.
这是死海卷轴，非常出名，在1947年被发现的。
You know the shepherd that found the Dead Sea Scrolls, they're our neighbors in Bethlehem.
Yeah. Oh, 你知道吗？
Their grandfather.
Yeah. 那个1947年的时候呢有牧童呢发现这个死海卷轴，那个是2000多年前的卷轴，圣经的卷轴。那个发现的那个牧童呢是他的朋友的祖父。
So what connects us?
所以你看在这里我们可以有很好的关系。
Is the word of God.
就是神的话语可以跟我们有连结。
And the covenant of God.
还有这里有一个约柜哈，这是什么呢？这是神跟我们的立约。
So I wanted to give you a gift, the covenant.
Wow,
we have a covenant.
我们在这里呢，盼望用这个象征说，我们教会可以跟他的宣教士工呢有一个契约。
The church in Asia,
亚洲人的亚裔的教会
，American Chinese church and Korean church and American Taiwanese and Japanese church.
Well, 我们是代表亚裔的教会。
With Dr. Long.
还有罗学庄牧师。
And us.
还有我们。
A covenant.
有订立这个契约。
And this is a gift to you from Bethlehem.
Okay, 这是从伯利恒来的祝福。
To remind each other, we have a covenant with Jesus.
让我们可以彼此提醒。
So, Dr. Cheng, thank you for your friendship.
Yep,
thank you. God bless. Thank you.
Very good.
So thank you. I want to pray over you and we will conclude. Let's pray.
Okay, 我们一起来祷告。
And Dr. Cheng, after I pray, you can take over
okay.
What you want to do. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you.
主啊，我们爱你。
We come before you this morning.
主啊，今天我们到你面前来。
We come in faith.
我们凭着信心到你面前来。
Declaring that you're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
主啊，我们宣告你们，我们的神是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
Lord, we had fun this morning preaching and learning your word together.
主啊，我们很高兴今天早上我们可以一起在神的面前学习你的话语。
Preaching and teaching together, some wept, some cried, and some laughed this morning.
主啊，让我们今天早上在这个地方有哭泣、有欢乐、有喜笑。
Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity.
主啊，我们谢谢你给我们这个机会。
To be called your children.
让我们可以成为你的孩子。
Thank you for the covenant we have.
谢谢你给我们这个契约。
With your scriptures.
在圣经里面。
Bless this beautiful church.
祝福这个要美丽的教会。
And the beautiful people in it.
这美丽的弟兄姐妹。
Yeshua, forgive us our sins.
耶稣基督，请你赦免我们的罪。
I ask you this second.
我们再一次求你。
To bless their marriages.
祝福我们每一个人的家庭的婚姻。
To those that are watching with us.
还有在线上看我们的。祝福每一个人的家。
Bless the family sitting here this morning.
祝福我们每一个人坐在这里。
I bless their children.
祝福我们的孩子们。
I bless their business.
祝福他们的工作。
I bless their income.
祝福他们的进，他们的收入。
I bless all their properties, all their possessions.
祝福他们所拥有的。
We give it back to you.
主啊，我们回归给你。
And Jesus, lastly,
耶稣基督，我们愿意。
I ask you this second,
再一次请求你。
To bless Bethlehem and Jerusalem,
再一次祝福伯利恒，主耶稣出生的地方。
Bethlehem and Jerusalem,
而且祝福耶路撒冷整个以色列。
Yeshua, I ask you,
主耶稣，我们爱你。
To bless the nativity encounter,
求你祝福那个地方我们要做的。
I ask you for three things,
我们在这里求三件事情。
To put on the hearts of these amazing people,
让你的爱你的心放在所有爱你的人身上。
Number one, to start, for them to start praying for the salvation of Israel.
第一个，请求主帮助这些人开始为以色列得救等祷告。
I ask you, Lord, to put on their hearts a number that they can partner and give.
主啊，求你帮助让他们心里面怎么样跟我们一起同工奉献。
And I ask you, Lord, that you would put on their hearts a name of somebody、
啊、
that they can call who can be a big blessing to the project.
或者是我们可以问看看有谁愿意参与这个工作。
This is for your name, this is for your kingdom, Lord.
主啊，这是为你的名，为你的圣工所做。
Not for ours, this is for you.
不是为我们，是为你。
Bless us today.
求主赐福今天。
Give us peace and joy.
让喜乐跟平安跟我们同在。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主耶稣。
Thank you for your love.
谢谢主耶稣的爱。
We surrender to you.
我们愿意投降在你面前。
I ask for healing.
我们求医治。
We give up to your Holy Spirit.
我们求主赏赐圣灵。
I ask you to heal the people today.
让圣灵在我们当中运行医治。
Any physical ailments.
如果有身体 的毛病。
To be gone in Jesus' name.
可以被医治奉耶稣的圣灵。
Any cancer to be gone in Jesus' name.
甚至有癌病的可以被医治。
Depression and sadness to be gone in Jesus' name.
或者有忧郁的，有不舒服的，有伤痛的，在耶稣基督里面被医治。
Any doubt and confusion to be gone in Jesus' name.
有怀疑的，有不信的，我们在这里奉耶稣的圣名斥责。
I speak life and joy over them.
让他们得着喜乐平安。
In Yeshua's name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Hallelujah.